classic song there, Walk on the Wild Side, Lou Reed. A groundbreaking song at the time.
Well, the reason I picked this track is that, you know, it's the beginning of the 70s, and I just sensed that it was going to be a time when I would become a little bit more famous and more well-known and have a hit record.
Were you signed to Motown at this point?
I just had the Tamla Motown album out.
Because that's an extraordinary achievement. Were you the first British female? How did that come about?
It was a fluke thing. Someone on the admin side of the company, their son heard me, and they said, come to Detroit for 12 weeks. I mean, so I flew to America, which was in itself exciting, you know. I recorded some tracks, and at the time at Motown, they used to put fledgling artists on other people's backing tracks.
Right.
So I would sing on a Sarita Wright backing track, you know, or something like that. Didn't get the hit songs, but I'm so proud of that time that I had there.
But what a learning experience for you.
Absolutely.
To be in the centre of that place.
It was, and I saw Stevie Wonder in the elevator one day, which, well, it was worth going to America for that alone.
Absolutely.
And I'm very proud that they invited me there, and I got to sing at the original studio, which is a house, which is now the Hitsville USA Museum.
The museum, yes, of course.
Where people can go and visit. And then I came back to England, and I called John Reed, and I called John and said, I'm not quite sure what to do now. And he said, well, I'm just about to start managing an artist called Elton John, and we've got a record label we're starting. Would you like to meet him? That's how things changed in the early 70s.
Look at your next song, Blondie, The Tide is High.
This track came out in 1980, and you know that whole mid-70s punk thing, the new wave thing that was happening in London and New York? I kind of watched it going on and found it quite interesting, you know. I quite liked it in a way, although it was nothing to do with what I was doing. I mean, Don't Go Breaking My Heart was a million miles away from it. But I saw her, watched her progress and into making some great singles. You know, they're endless, aren't they? And I particularly like this track. It's an old song, a Jamaican song from the 60s. And I love the way she sings, I'm not the kind of girl. It's just this cuteness in her voice. And I think she had the package. She looked great. Women liked her because she was kind of friendly-ish, you know. She looked stylish. All the guys liked her. And she had this great sound and this great voice.
Yeah.